Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is the Psychic Development Series, the first part of a six-part series. I welcome you and hope you enjoy listening to it. There are many opportunities for you to look to develop and tune into your psychic self, and you can listen to this once, twice, and come back to it time and time again as you explore yourself and go on a journey into how psychic you really are. Psychic abilities are completely natural. It's a natural part of who you are. You can learn how to create the right space through meditation and other techniques, which can help you to develop your psychic powers to their full potential. The secret to creating the right environment for your psyche and making the necessary space to unlock the power of your own psychic awareness is through regular meditation. Meditation is basically a way of learning how to focus, to become in tune and more aware, learning to become conscious of your breath, your movements, your thoughts and your actions. This will help you to become more present, and through presence, the subtle energies of existence are clearer for you to interpret and to understand. A centered place of knowingness brings insight, clarity, confidence to the psychic readings that you wish to do. Meditation means awareness, bringing your conscious awareness to the moment. And so whatever you're doing, whatever you do with awareness is a meditation. Some people meditate by focusing on their breathing. Others may listen to a particular sound or mantra. Focusing on it and allowing everything else to become unimportant. Any activity which is done free from distraction, either the distraction of others or outside influences, or distraction of the mind, is an effective meditation. Think of meditation as a way of being, rather than a particular technique that you need to learn. Learn to quiet the mind, to focus your consciousness consciously. It's about being able to still the monkey chatter. Learning to still that monkey chatter of the mind, that endless rambling, that internal commentary. The mind can be so full of thoughts, which can leave you feeling scattered and ungrounded. Take a moment. Take a moment to center yourself. You can become aware of your thought process. The natural patterns of thought. Natural patterns of thought which you fall into time and time again. And unless you're conscious of doing this, there's no hope of ever changing the patterns. So it's about becoming conscious of the thoughts, of the patterns. You're the observer, observing you, observing your thoughts. What are your thoughts? Are you centered, focused currently, right in this moment, right now? Do you feel that you're in your center? Do you feel that you're focused? Or are there thoughts distracting you? Do you feel as if you're a bit elsewhere? Bring your awareness to this moment and to my voice. By bringing your awareness to this moment, this very moment now, and to my voice, you're meditating. This is already becoming a meditation just because of the focused awareness that you're giving. You can become conscious within consciousness and decide right now to be distracted, or focused, or at peace. At any time, at any point, if you find your attention wandering, you can gently bring your focus back and listen and allow. Resist the need to be hard on yourself. Instead, be your own guide. And remember that it's up to you. Up to you how far you go, and where you wish to take things. You're in control. You're always able to take control in all areas of your life. You're always able to take control in all areas of your life at any one time just by being present. Just by deciding to be in the now. Just by bringing your attention to the moment, to this moment, to this moment of power which you're in, which you're connected to. You're connected to a moment of power within each and every moment in which you exist. And you're becoming conscious of that now. To exist within that present moment, that point of incredible power, is what really brings you in tune with who you are. How often are you actually conscious of this? How often do you allow yourself to give yourself the moment of power, to make choices that support you? You exist at a point of incredible power every moment of your life. How often are you actually conscious of this? How often do you allow this moment to give you everything you need for your own health, happiness, and success? How often do you switch the focus of the moment to the perspective of the observer and see the limitless possibilities in existence all around you? The pure potentiality of your beingness. Being present. Being is presence. How comfortable are you with being present? What stops you? What gets in the way and keeps you from this comfortable place of connection, peacefulness, and power? Do you hide? Do you avoid? Do you hold back for fear of being too great? Do you push others forward positively, helping them to attain their goals, with little regard for yourself and the life that you have the power to lead? Or do you let your own inner guidance come through and speak? Do you know how to do this? When inner guidance speaks, do you recognize it? Do you know how to listen? Unless you have the space and time to become aware of the guidance within you, then you'll never be the psychic being that you came here to be, the psychic being that you are naturally, unless you create the space. The space for inner wisdom, the communication from within. Unless you create the space and time for that inner wisdom of your being to communicate with you, you'll miss out on all sorts of amazing and interesting insights that could otherwise help to take you in the direction that you'd truly like to go. There's one thing asking for guidance, and it's a completely different thing to actually listen and then take steps in that direction. Do you find yourself asking for guidance to come, for insights, for awareness? And then as that guidance knocks on your door, you tend to just ignore it and don't follow through. Unless you're listening to that wisdom, unless you're allowing that communication, you could feel confused or uncertain, blown about by the breeze, ungrounded, unfocused, and unfulfilled. Let's change a few old patterns of beliefs which could currently hold you back from meditation. Perhaps the word meditation is uncomfortable to you. Perhaps it conjures up images and feelings that stop you from ever investing the time and energy that you need to tune in fully to your own psychic self. Perhaps there are beliefs and perceptions that keep you from ever trying it, or from continuing with it for long enough to really reap the benefits. Perhaps there are old ancestral patterns or collective consciousness limitations which are keeping you from your true power. Let's manifest in this moment now that these are all gently brought to your attention over the coming days and weeks and released with grace and with ease. It's time to move beyond these limitations, beyond these old patterns and programs that have been so ingrained. Maybe they served your ancestors. Maybe they've served those that have gone before you. But you're stepping out in a new way now, a more connected way, in a place of power and in alignment with who you truly are. And so you can move beyond these old limitations and patterns and step into your true, essential, authentic self.